Today on Rocking the Suburbs.
It actually scored maybe the best record find that I have ever done and probably ever will.
All right, it's day five of our 10-minute podcast series here on Rocking the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenahan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And through the series, we just have folks coming on, and they get to pick a topic, and we set this timer here that I have right here for 10 minutes. And today's guest is from Michigan, Mark Neese. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Mark.
Thanks for having me.
What's your topic?
Okay. My topic is
the Detroit Pistons. Oh no, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, they're what?
They're doing much better this year.
500 or something right now.
Yeah. Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
That's right. My topic is a 1960s garage band from Lansing, Michigan, called The Plagues, and how I came to discover them quite by accident. This was about 19 years ago, 2006, I started working at the Lansing Library downtown. And at our library, we have something called the Book Bureau, which is where people bring in and they donate items, used books or, back in those days, records. But they don't sell records anymore. So anyway, one day I went down there poking around, and there was a stack of 45 RPM records, and I saw three records by this band called The Plagues, which I had never heard of, and they were on some weird label. A couple of them were on a label called Quarantined, and then one record was on a label called Fenton, and it was just a complete mystery to me. So I had to run upstairs to the third floor where my office was, jump on the computer, and I managed to find out that The Plagues were a 1960s garage band that had released three singles. And the Book Bureau happened to have all three of them. So I immediately, as soon as possible, ran down there when they were open and bought all three of these records for like maybe a dollar a piece. And I have them right here. Now the visuals won't matter much on a podcast, but this is, let's see, let me start in order. This is their first record called That'll Never Do on their Quarantine label. And their second single, the first single came out in 1965.
Okay.
Second one came out in 66. It's called Through This World, back with No, Why Can't You Be True, which I think was the A side. And then their final single on the Fenton label is called I've Been Through It Before, back with Tears From My Eyes. So eventually, I learned a little bit more about this Fenton label, and they were based out of Sparta, Michigan, which is sort of in Keith Jacobson's neck of the woods and near Grand Rapids. It's a little town outside of Grand Rapids. And the Plagues were, you know, they're high school kids in the 60s. A couple of them went to Lansing Sexton High School, I think. Another one went to another high school in town, and they played teen dances and high schools and junior highs and frat parties. And soon I discovered that these singles were actually quite collectible, and I had actually scored maybe the best record find that I have ever done and probably ever will. So Fenton Records was based out of Sparta, as I said, and I learned that the bands were allowed, the founder of Fenton allowed these bands to create their own vanity labels. And as it turns out, the leader of the Plagues is a guy named Bill Malone, who was always fascinated by horror movies and monsters. So I think he probably created the Quarantine name for their vanity label that they used on their first two singles. And as it turns out, when the band broke up in 1967, they were together for 3 years, Bill Malone moved out to LA and actually started working in Hollywood in films. And he actually directed The House on Haunted Hill from the 90s.
Wow.
And also worked on like makeup for horror movies. So he sort of parlayed his interest in horror, transferred from music into actually becoming involved in film. And then probably the most serendipitous moment was after I discovered the Plagues, about a year later, there was a compilation that came out about all of the music that had been recorded by Fenton Records.
No kidding.
The two-disc compilation put out by some label called Wayback Records out of Germany, of all places. So apparently people in Germany are fascinated by mid-Michigan garage rock. Who would have ever guessed that? Anyway, this music's a lot of fun. I mean, it's incredible how good these teenage musicians were. It's rough. It's a little raw. It's not always perfect, obviously, but it actually makes for really good listening. Bands from that recorded for Fenton were from, some were from Lansing, there were some from the Grand Rapids area, but they were all pretty much mid-Michigan bands, and mainly teenagers. Bands were maybe together for a couple of years, 2 or 3 years. Members went off to college, some of them probably ended up in the Army, went off to Vietnam, and I guess that covers it. I think I covered everything. I have a friend named Rich Topeka, who's a music writer, who, it's funny, all this stuff kind of snowballed after I discovered the Plagues. Rich has written about Fenton Records and has written about the kind of Lansing Grand Rapids garage rock scene of the 60s, and his stuff can be found online on City Pulse, which is for the alternative newspaper in Lansing. So if anyone's interested, you could probably type in City Pulse, whatever, garage rock Lansing, and find out about that. And, I can always send links to people if anybody is interested in reading more. So,
This is incredible. I just got to say, this is incredible. And a couple quick things I want to say. First off, what a great band name, The Plagues.
I mean,
yeah,
it is.
It is.
First off, that's just fantastic. Second off, I just want to say, though, when you discovered these 45s that you were holding up for us, when you discovered those and you actually put them on and listened to them, what were your first thoughts?
Much better than I expected. You know, they're not all great. Some of the songs are a little bit clunky, but like I can actually, they're very melodic, and like the melodies of these songs I've memorized, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, for like a 15 or 16 year old kid, like Bill Malone wrote these songs himself. He's credited as the songwriter, and it's kind of amazing that he was able to craft these songs. They're a bit Beatly, and if you see pictures of the band, there's some pictures I could probably send, maybe post on the Suburbs band site. They look very Beatly. They've got the Beatle haircuts, the suits. Bill actually played a Hofner bass, and I think another guy in the band had like a Gretsch guitar. So he looks a little like George Harrison. He's going for the George Harrison thing, and Bill obviously was very inspired by Paul McCartney with his look and songwriting. And Bill ended up forming another band after The Plagues for a couple of years. And he seemed to have had enough talent that he could make music further.
That's incredible. The third comment I want to make is, I think anyone who goes back and collects like obscure recordings and then puts them out in some kind of reissue compilation is doing God's work.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
That I love that kind of stuff. Absolutely love it. Cause otherwise it would just be gone forever. You know, you'd have to discover it in some library sale somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's
right.
That's an amazing story. And I just love the romantic idea of it, of these American kids from Lansing hearing the Beatles being so turned on that they're going to start their own band, you know, and have the ability to put these records out and have a small audience, you know, to play for every weekend at a dance or a club or whatever. So I just love that.
Bill Malone has been quoted as saying, yeah, we had a fan club. We had like 300 kids in our fan club. And
wow,
he said, you know, I can't watch that thing you do because it just reminds me of, or anytime he watches it, it reminds him of, you know, when he was in the band and
wow,
didn't quite have the success the Wonders had in that movie, but right. Still.
I was thinking the same thing. It sounds like that movie up until, you know, where Tom Hanks enters, right? It's like it's right to the, yeah. Patrick, did you have any familiarity with this? Any thoughts?
None whatsoever. Yeah. No. I was just looking on Discogs though, and I noticed that there is a link there to the Lansing City Pulse. So they nice. May be the story by Rich that that Mark is referring to. Although they also have a link to their MySpace page there, so I'm not sure. But boy, you're right, Mark. These are collectible finds. They really are. Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing. That's amazing. All right. Very, very cool. All right. Should we do back of questions?
Sure.
Thanks very much, Mark, for bringing this to us. This is super exciting.
All right. What do we got? All right. I think Mark's got a shot at this one. He's going to get this pretty quick. I'm not making this up. I'll just tell you. I'll hold this up. What cold weather work dog is the mascot of Northern Illinois University?
It's not the Salukis, that's Southern Illinois. It's the, are they the Huskies in Northern Illinois?
Ding, 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 ding. I think you got it.
Yes.
Right. The Huskies.
I was about to say, Jim, you got to confirm or deny. I have no idea.
I think that question was written right after they upset Notre Dame. I think that's. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Northern Illinois should be the second ranked team in the country now for Notre Dame.
There you go. I know why.
Never heard of that.
Salukis, that's the Southern Illinois. I know why I wrote that question. That's left over from when we were in Rockford.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Rockford being
sense.
Close to DeKalb, which is Perfect. Northern Illinois University. That's why. Okay. That's where okay. that came from. I'm like, why is that Got in it. There? You never know. You never know with the bag questions. Pretty soon they're just all going to be written by AI, and we'll have no
That's right.
idea. Yeah. The bag of questions is just, it's going to take on a life of its own, and we'll have no idea where any of these things come from, or if they're correct.
That's right.
Okay. thanks very much, Mark. That was great. I'm so excited to listen to this music. That's awesome. All right. Let's see here. We'll do another one of these tomorrow. The 10-Minute Podcast.
Yeah.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you then. I just gotta say, this is incredible.